Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh. I'm thankful that you decided to join us today. Go and jump right into it, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner in podcast crime. Reg, what is the deal? Space Ace, nuclear, molecular, COVID-19, impeachment trial, pimping.
COVID-19 free, by the way. Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's happening with you, man?
Man, you know how I go, man. Trying to stay COVID free. Trying to maintain, man. Yeah, I got plenty of time to sit out on my balcony and hit these cigars, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Outside the rain. But you got that umbrella though. That can you sit? You can stay up under that that umbrella pretty good, right?
But you know, if it's raining too much, man, I just pull the truck out the garage, man, and you know, sit.
Yeah. I gotta get one of those umbrellas you had, man. It's cool, light up.
Yeah,
bedazzled, brother. But man, I went talking about COVID free. Man, I ventured out to the movies, man, last night and saw Judas and the Black Messiah, man. It was pretty powerful, man. Yeah, pretty powerful. It was like 8 people in the theater. So, and they give you all these wipes and stuff. But, I mean, you know, felt pretty clean, but it's a powerful flick, brother. I didn't realize Coogler did it.
Yeah, same guy.
Did Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, so... Yeah, I thought it'd be well.
Well, I'm definitely interested in seeing it, man. My personal feeling about making films like that is I think it's important not necessarily just for entertainment purposes, if you will, but I think that films like that are important for you know, generations that are actually behind us at this particular point, because I mean, you and I, you know, we know the story, and you know, we know the depth of the story and how impactful it was to our parents, you know, generation and subsequent how it affected some of the things that we've had to go through as well. But I think it's definitely a story that's needed to be told. For younger generations, so they realize that, you know, that the fight that we have been fighting as far as the you know, equality and social justice, as they like to, you know, coin it at this particular point, that we've been fighting that fight you know, for a really, really long time, and there were people out there that were that were very forceful in their application of Black power. You see what I'm saying? They were forceful in their application of their rhetoric, because, you know, with some of the things that the Black Panthers did, I mean, you know, they talked about it, but they did it too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody know about the, you know, the breakfast programs and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
you know? But they were really out in the community doing things. So, you know, I think that it would be even more empowering to some of the younger people that are out there doing grassroots efforts and stuff now, and kind of help inspire them to see that, you know, that you really can make change. But also,
it's kind of
a cautionary tale too, as well. Just the whole story in and of itself is you got to be careful who you surround yourself with.
Right, right.
Because there's no way that they should have got him.
Yeah, I mean, to be called a revolutionary, and that was the spirit of the movie, and it sort of captured what he stood for. But you're right, as far as you know, being careful who you with, it's tough out here, because I mean, history has shown how certain agencies and systems have infiltrated groups, And that's what we talked about on previous episodes about staying on code. And part of the code should be you should be the code. You should represent. You should be your own leader. And it makes it easier or harder, rather, for someone to really infiltrate you if you're your own leader. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you have these groups, okay, who's your leader? Let me take him out. Fred Hampton was the leader of the group, per se, at least the Chicago Black Panthers. And it's easy to take out who you deem as your leader, because once they're gone, people would less tend to follow. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you know, that's but yeah, we encourage everybody to definitely check the movie out if you have the opportunity to check it out. If not, definitely get up online and read the facts about that particular story, Fred Hampton story. The fact that he was just so young, man. I mean,
he was like 21, man. And he was my mother's age at that time. And I always put things in perspective of age, but 21, man.
All right, man. So yeah, I'll definitely check the thing out, man. So what are we gonna talk about today?
Well, I thought it'd be fitting to talk about what makes a male an alpha male. Or do alpha males even exist? And I think this is a nice segue. Talking about Fred Hampton, I look at him as an alpha male, and I think that's maybe something we can chit chat around, bro.
Okay, that's what's up. As far as the alpha male thing goes, man, I think in my synopsis of it, or in the attempt to derive a definition that would be fitting. You know, I always take it to the opposite spectrum. I kind of think about what an alpha male is not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because rule number one, and I want to speak directly when I talk about this, I want to speak directly to brothers who think that they're alpha males. You know, I want to speak, directly, to men, well, to men in general, but it's a black podcast, so pro black podcast. So, I want to talk directly to them. And also I want to, advise people that, what we say on here is it's subjective. I mean, there's no, no right or no wrong, but we hope to create some discourse, because where there's discourse, there is behavioral observation and perhaps behavioral pattern change. If you we just want to make some people think. So we're gonna go ahead. But I'm gonna let you take the lead on this, brother.
You want me to take the lead on this?
Want you take the lead on
this? Well, man, I don't want to get too wordy. I really don't want to get too wordy, but what I thought about when we were talking about, okay, what's some of the topics we want to cover.
Right.
And when you brought this up, I was like, man, you can hit this from different angles.
Yep.
And the first thing I thought about, man, was, I'm into comedic spirituality and philosophy. And I immediately thought about the etymology of the word alpha.
Okay.
And so walk with me just for a few minutes. Alpha, of course, we know is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Okay. And so it represents A. And alpha, or the Greek alphabet that we know, came, derived from the Medunetter. The Medunetter is what the Greeks call the hieroglyphs, or the hieroglyphics. Okay. We probably know that name or that term more so. But Medunetra means divine writings. That's what's on the walls in Egypt, et cetera, et cetera. And it's represented by symbols, nature symbols, like anything from animals, body parts, just things that connected people with nature. And so in the Kemetic mythology, there was a character, a male character by the name of Heru. If you hear the Osirian resurrection story, which is the first known documented Trinity story, if you will, but Heru exemplified characteristics of what a male should be. And that some of those characteristics are to be enlightened, to have to rise above and master your lower nature. To be sturdy, to be steadfast, to have discernment, some of those things which pretty much conjure up responsibility. And Heru was known as the truth maker. He was the redeemer and the spiritual warrior, which is a cosmic force that resides in all of us. And so he was depicted as having the head of a falcon. Okay. And so the falcon is a very magnificent animal, man. It's the fastest animal of the earth. I say of the earth, meaning whether it's fowl or on the land, it's the fastest animal. It flies the highest of all birds. And one thing that's unique about the falcon is it can stare into the sun without blinking and without hurting its eyes or retina. And it's like it has a filter, an extra filter over its eyelash. And the significance of that is it is one with light. It is enlightened. So the sun is always depicted as consciousness in many, theological, writings and thought processes. But the sun represents consciousness. And so it's like one with consciousness. So the falcon, one with consciousness, on the head of Heru, one of the most powerful male figures in Kemetic mythology, one with consciousness, one with enlightenment. And what do you think is represented by the letter A in Kemetic, in the Dunedain, the Kemetic alphabet? The falcon. So I just found that to be an interesting connection, that A alpha derives from the symbol of a falcon, which is put on the head of a male in Kemetic mythology. And so you connect the three of those. Alpha equals enlightened being, conscious being. Again, some of the adjectives that I use to describe Heru. But I thought that was maybe a fascinating connection, at least that I made from the things that I understand to be. So I'm just sharing that tidbit. Feel free to Google anything and do your own research, but that's something that's meaningful for me when I look at from an etymology connection. Of course, as we're men today, the opposite of alpha is what? Beta, which is subordinate of what those things mean. And society, man, takes it out of context as far as what it is that, what an alpha, definitely a black alpha male, is to represent. How is it that we're so suppressed and effeminized in ways that take away and reduce that alpha true male counterpart that's within that cosmic force that is within us to be? And notice I'm saying male, right? Male as opposed to men, because there's a difference in a man and a male. Right. But so this is a topic that can really be twist and turn in different ways. I gave sort of a little sort of historical thing real quick, but I'll let you speak on it from your perspective, because I think you wanted to come on the flip side.
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, there's no etymology involved in what my observations of it is. I mean, it's practical application based on how we live today. So that's kind of where I wanted to approach it from. And I also think that, from like I said, just from a practical standpoint, I think there is a lot of aspects in terms of behavior that will and belief. I guess it could be some etymology in there, but from from the depths of your heart and what your soul and what you believe, some of those things can factor into what kind of male, you know, you're going to be as well. But like I said, I mean, I don't want to get, you know, too deep to where people can't really understand, because I mean, what I want to do as well is with this particular topic, you know, kind of give our, you know, our womanly counterparts kind of, you know, some information as well, because there's a lot of brothers out here that say that they're alpha men and that, you know, women fall for that bullshit. So yeah, I just want to kind of, you know, give some free game, if you will, as well. And so I got a couple of things written down that I wanted to kind of go through, and, you know, not keep the people too long today. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of these things that will apply in interpersonal relationships, from man to woman, you know, from brother to brother, but also from colleague to colleague, you know, in the business world. Yeah. And a lot of times when we're thrust in a position of business or anything that's communal on a corporate level, we kind of ignore some of those behavioral things, because maybe there's a certain level or a certain power distance, you know, between where you are and the person, and people think that people assign a little bit more worth to that than what should be assigned. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. Because it's like you can be in charge, and you can be appointed, and you can be a leader. You can be an owner, you can be a CEO, you can be whatever, and still not be alpha. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, so what's your I guess definition? Just maybe a brief definition of when you say alpha.
I mean, and you know, my thing is a definition that was the hardest thing for me, because I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of things, and that's kind of why I made my list, because I think it's a combination of things that you are and things that you are not. And you know, the one thing that I can say is that rule number one in my mind is that an alpha male never tells anybody that they're an alpha male. To me, that's rule number one. You know, that's what I'm saying. You cannot tell somebody in a conversation, in a description of yourself, any kind of biographical type of information, in any type of thing that you say about yourself can never, and when I say never, I mean never include I am an alpha male. You know what I'm saying? Because when you say that, you are automatically going against the principle of, in my mind, one of the principles of actually being an alpha male, which is having a level of humility and a level of discretion. Because, you know, I always say to, you know, to young guys that I talk to that are going through things that may, you know, hit me up to maybe want some advice. It's like I tell people all the time, you don't have to, you know, especially these, you know, these young cats, man, you know, 18, 25, you don't have to tell people how big your dick is, man. You don't have to do that. You know, you let other people say that.
Yeah.
You know, man, that's crucial. So any man that says I'm an alpha male, I automatically look at him sideways, because I'm just like, you're absolutely not. You know, going down my list here, man, you know, there's a quiet confidence that men of this particular caliber actually possess. You know, it's sometimes it's misunderstood, but, you know, sometimes people look at it as arrogance. And I think that there's a lot of racial overtones to that, especially when dealing with white counterparts. You know, it's not necessarily looked upon as an asset for a black man to exude confidence, because it's automatically looked at as arrogance.
Yeah. But a threat too.
But here's the key. Somebody that is truly an alpha male understands that the confidence is not arrogance. you know, and doesn't necessarily even want to explain it. They just let it be because there is, and going to another point, because there is a certain level of security that these type of men have. You know, there's no, I mean, people, if you're human, so you have some type of personal insecurities. Maybe it's your, you know, your nose, or, you know, maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe, you know, you were in an accident and have a scar or something. You know, some people have, you know, nobody's above those type of insecurities. Just as a human, but there's a level of security that alpha males have, that manifests itself in the fact that they go about their business without having to project whatever insecurities they have that are natural on other people.
Right, right.
And when I say that for an example, it's like, you know, you don't shoot down people's bright spots to make yours bigger.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying, man? You don't try somebody else's light to make yours shine. Mm-hmm. If you do that, if you can't accept the fact that there are other dope people out there, if you can't accept the fact that there are people that are like maybe even doing things better than what you're doing, you're not an alpha male.
Yeah, you can't be a hater.
Basically, you can't be a hater.
And what made me also think about, you know, with your description there, is the title of the program. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Is suggesting it with confidence without arrogance. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Just to fit into that, but I think that falls in line with what you're saying too.
You know what's funny, man? You can talk about the title of the show, but the funny thing about it is I'm really one of the first people, because I like to seek knowledge, you know, and I like to seek clarity, and I like to be right in the not for the sake of being right, but I like to be right for the edification of my mind. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of things that I do are based on what I know and what I feel. So it's like, you know, you want to make the right moves based on the right feelings and the right knowledge. So it's funny that you would mention that particular that particular thing as far as the title goes, because I'm the first to say when I'm wrong, and that's something that alpha males do. You know, it's saying that, hey, I made a mistake, or I take accountability, or I had that fucked up. You know, there's a certain reverence that you can get from people that you are around when they understand that, yeah, he knows a lot, but if I bring him some information that refutes what he says, he's not gonna be like, you don't know what you're talking about. He's gonna be like, well, damn, you know, people who know and understand you, work around you, live around you, or whatever, they know that that's the type of person that you are. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know that, you know, brothers, man, that don't take accountability for what they say.
You know,
shit is right in front of their face, and you prove them wrong, but they still don't want to. You know, they don't want to accept it.
Yeah, that's definitely
beta.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow to be around anybody like that.
That's beta, man. That's beta. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But also, man, I feel like that, you know, people who are considered alpha males are actually considerate. They're considerate and they're compassionate, which is kind of a and this is why I say the brothers that call themselves alpha males aren't really alpha males, because a lot of them miss this particular point. It's like smart people sit back and observe, and they take in take the environment and they adapt accordingly. Part of that is considering how other people function in the environment, considering other people's feelings, being compassionate to other people's plights, wanting to take the time to learn about other people for the sake of knowing. You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't want to know, you're a fool. If you don't want to know the people around you, and you don't want to know the talents of people, especially in business, if you don't want to know the talents of people that are around you, you're a fool. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're in a, if you call yourself a leader and you're in a leadership position, or look to, or even, you know, or just look to as a leader, you want to know what the people around you are good at. You want to know what the people around you are struggling with, because leaders, alphas, help bring people up, because there's a certain attraction that makes those type of individuals transformational and transcendent, to where people look to them for that. But if you show no interest, you're not, you're beta. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't show you're beta, because people, number one, people are going to automatically be looking to you. So if you don't reciprocate that, then you're definitely beta. You're definitely beta.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And I mean, all of this really speaks for itself, or at least and that those characteristics speaks for itself. You can walk in a room and people will know, people should know, especially women. When you talk about, you know, putting women on game or whatever, but I think a woman should recognize game when she sees it, you know, lack of better words. You know what I'm saying? If you have a conversation with anybody, even dudes, like if you got a conversation with a guy, you know right off, maybe, you know, in 5 minutes, 5 seconds,
mile away. Yeah.
Where you coming from? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, so speaking of that, man, I'll say this, that if there is a such thing as an alpha male, or if people, you know, embrace that, other people already know it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like you said, you automatically know what people are going to be talking about, or what they're about by their conversation and the way that they act. So it's like people recognize it and they act accordingly. I would say that, okay, if somebody stands in the room, you kind of stand at attention, but there's a certain, there's a certain energy that type of male has. And it's not necessarily flamboyant. It's not necessarily, so extroverted that it's just like, blah, I'm here kind of thing. It's not even really that. It's an energy that intrigues people. But yet you don't have to prance about it. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to march in boots and high step and say, I'm an alpha male. You don't have to do that shit.
Right. It's the energy, man. It's energy. Yeah.
It's energy, and some of the young brothers that I consider, you know, I mean, you know, little brothers or nephews or whatever, man, I try to tell them that there's even if you're young, you know, especially being young, there's no way that you could consider yourself, an alpha male. You know, at that young of an age, and I'm gonna say this, because there's a certain level of gentlemanly refinement that comes with being an alpha male. I mean, there's a certain level of character development that comes along with being an alpha male. You just don't jump out the womb, you know, being an alpha. Now, I will say this though, there are some people that are existentially gifted from birth, that have tremendous talent, tremendous vision, tremendous ability from birth. I believe that. But at the same time, you know, you don't put the keys of a Ferrari in a baby's hands and say, you know, go to the store and pick up your own baby food.
You know, you say you have to grow into that.
You have to grow into it. If you have those gifts inside of you, it takes the refinement. It takes experience. It takes getting knocked on your ass. It takes getting, you know, stacking those small victories, one on top of the other, those achievements, one on top of the other. But on the flip side, it also takes those setbacks, those defeats, those challenges, those times that you were told no, because those are opportunities for learning as well. So it's a combination of those things. You cannot consider yourself an alpha male without having been defeated, without having been challenged, without having been, you know, knocked down and told no, and those things. I mean, you know, nothing comes easy you know, to every otherwise people be doing every damn thing that they want to do in life. So if you get to the point to where others consider you to be an alpha male, you have gone through, you have gone through some things to be able to, you know, to be able to call yourself that, man. I mean, this, it's pure and simple, man. You have to have a, you know, a certain level of character. Speaking of character, man, there's a, you know, if you are an alpha male, man, you're definitely honest. And the reason why you're honest is because of what we talked about before. It's because you have the confidence that, you know, the things that I say are my truth. So, you know, I don't have to lie. What was the old rap song? You ain't got a lie to kick it.
That was Kendrick, wasn't it? I believe it's Kendrick Lamar.
No, it was older. Yeah.
You ain't got a lie. It was older than that.
I think he probably.
Oh, okay.
You know, sampled a little bit of that case. But it was definitely older. I think 90s song. But anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, you ain't got a lie to kick it, man. It's like you, if you're truly an alpha male, you're gonna let your personality, qualities, everything about you stand on its own, whether it's perfect or not. And that's another thing, man. I mean, you know, alpha males realize their shortcomings. You know, they realize that, but they constantly work on them.
Yeah.
That's one of the bigger characteristics, is recognizing your shortcomings, and it ties into the insecurity thing, not projecting those shortcomings on other people.
Yeah.
Because I know a dude, man, that I'm telling you, man, it's like, it's like, I mean, an excuse makes a bunch of damn excuses, you know. Yeah. Never wants to give people credit for.
Yeah, you know, that's draining, man. That's draining on your whole energy, man.
It really is. And you know, alpha males keep their word, man. I mean, you know, it's like if they say they're going to do something, they do it, or they tell you why it can't be done.
Yeah.
You know, because keeping your word is a big thing, because there are certain circumstances where you're not able to say, if you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, you know, deliver this or whatever. I mean, there are certain instances where, you know, because of things that are out of individuals' control, that it may or may not happen. So, I mean, that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is that when you're saying something that's from the heart, that's earnest,
and
there's a truth that you believe, that is, you deliver exactly that. And, you know, and on that same token, you know, alpha males and true leaders of any sense, especially within within the business world, you pay what you owe. You pay people what you owe. Period. And, you know, and there's even some instances where you pay people what you don't owe. You understand what I'm saying? Because you have to realize that social capital is even better than actual capital sometimes. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. You know,
if you have a disagreement with somebody about money that you owe, but you don't feel that you owe it, but it ain't really going to kill you, you pay that.
I see. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying? But if you definitely owe it, like if you personally guarantee somebody some money, and, you know, and it's time to pay that,
you pay.
If somebody has earned, if they've done a job for you, and they earned that money, you know, and this is part of the problem that Trump had. He never paid anybody. But I'm just saying, but if you owe somebody some money, pay them.
Yeah.
Pay them. You know, and that's because it's a difference if you've gone bankrupt and you can't, you know, if you run a business and you just physically can't.
Yeah.
Or if you borrow $50 from your brother and you're just like, man, I really ain't got it. Let me pay you back when I can pay you.
Yeah. Yeah. At least make amends with the brother, you know. Yeah, right. Let him, like you say, you know, you be honest with the situation. And something I made me think about, my dad always said, two things you always know, who you owe and who owes you. That's something that you pretty much know. So when you talk about money, you know, 12 years ago, somebody owe you $30 still, you know, and it may not bother you, but you just know that.
Right.
You know in your heart, I owe them that $100. I never paid them. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it should conjure up something within you to be honest about it and try to make it right. And all this to me sounds like personal accountability, personal responsibility, I think is like the two overarching words to describe. And those are words that are pretty much, you know, used quite often, right? It's like a buzzword nowadays. Be accountable. Be accountable. But it's definitely something that we should hold each other accountable as friends. If you call someone a friend, hey, I want to hold you accountable, Fresh, to be the alpha male that you are. Like if I see you slipping in whatever, in any of these things, hey man, you need, you know, I know what you're going through, but you need to handle that responsibility. Or, you know, let's talk about this or something, because I'm not sure if you're going down the right path. That's true friendship to me, where two alpha males can be straight up with each other. Ain't nothing like, and nothing better than being really checked. You may be hurt for a second, like, man, I can't believe you just said that. But it should be able to really roll off you if it's something that you know is a shortcoming with you. Like, you know what? I ain't want to hear that, but I'm happy to hear that from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's like I wish I was surrounded by more people like that, man. But you know, the funny thing is, you know, especially, you know, within the business that, you know, that I'm in, you know, currently, you come across a lot of people that aren't alpha males, but are just, you know, big ass insecure babies walking around in a man's body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the shit that you come across, man. It's like, it's hard to find, you know, brothers that are really, I mean, just honest for one, you know, because everybody got an angle. Everybody got an angle.
Yeah. But,
you know, when you're in a position to where you are constantly trying to, because there's a difference between being smart and being cunning. You know, there's a difference between being smart and being cunning. Cunning gets you out of a situation for the right now.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Smart sets you up strategically for benefits later on down the line. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
And you know,
cunning is smart, but smart isn't necessarily cunning. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So and also, man, and this is the you know, before we go to, you know, to the closing remarks, man, I'll just say this. If you consider yourself an alpha male, mm-hmm. the people that you come across are left better than when you were not there. That is the, you know, because, you know, an alpha male is not a tornado that just comes through and just chops off heads and leaves destruction everywhere in their wake. That's not what a leader does, and that's not what an alpha male does. You know, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If everybody who you interact with leaves with a feeling that is not good, if they feel like that they've been gypped, if they feel like that they've been wronged, if they feel like that they've been
mm-hmm.
if the relationship has been mishandled, if there's no communication, if they just have a bad feeling, if they feel cheated,
yeah,
if they leave with a bad feeling after dealing with you, then you're not an alpha male. And as an alpha male, you should be able to recognize the way the pendulum of those relationships shift. You should understand that, okay, yeah, this relationship is going left.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can correct this.
Yeah.
If you don't correct it, you're not an alpha male. Mm-hmm. You ought to see that this relationship, whether it be with with your wife or with your mother or with anybody else, you know, if those relationships are going left, you should be like, okay, yeah, I need to fix these. You know what I'm saying? So like, if, you know, if it's a spouse, you know, you have to conduct yourself as a spouse. There's a certain level of communication that you have to have when you're somebody's spouse.
Right.
Those conversations are sometimes tough. You have those conversations. That's what an alpha male would do. You're dealing with your mom and you got a problem with your mom. Okay, there's a certain level of reverence and respect that you're going to show your mother, but you got to have the tough conversations with, you know, with your, and it goes, you know, the level of how you deal with people are going to vary from situation to situation. But the larger point that I'm trying to make is that an alpha male is going to put himself directly in the middle of those situations and be the cause that they resolve. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to come to them. They're going to go out and they're going to do it. So man, I know I rambled on and on and on, man, but it's like, I've just had a lot
of good points.
It's got a lot of experiences that have kind of shaped the way that I look at that. And you know, and you know, thinking about it has made me think about the things that I need to continue to do to try to make sure my energy is good. You know, when people, you know, if people fuck with me, they need to know that, you know, I fuck with Fresh because, you know, he's a good dude. That's the best thing that anybody can say about it.
Yeah.
Regardless of money, success, whatever, what people think they say and think that I am, you know, if people say, yo, I fuck with Fresh, he's a cool dude. That's better than anything to me.
Right. You know, right. I agree, man. I love to sort of hear that as a third person, to hear somebody say that. If I'm in their presence, like, wow, you know, that means a lot. It means that I'm genuine to somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they recognize that. Man, you know what would have been great if we had a female on this particular, I would love to hear a female sort of fit in into the conversation. Because you know, that tends to be a big, that's the disconnect with a lot of women,
right?
Is, you know, maybe what their definition is. I would be interested to hear why women go after beta male men for whatever. Maybe they want to carry the load. I mean, you know, it's interesting, man. Just different relationships with people and what they go through. But I would love to hear a female perspective of today's show. Be interesting.
Man, we might need to set that up, man. Because, you know, when we first talked about this shit, I was like, we need to get somebody on with us. We missed opportunity there, but we can definitely make up for it.
Because I think what this show does is it allows us, and you made a point to it. You know, we're still learning about life in general and how to be better men. I don't think there's no age gap or cap on that. As you said earlier, as a boy comes up, he may have alpha characteristics, but he's really coming into his what we call as an alpha male as he gets to be an adult. But man, there's no cap, brother. I mean, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, still growing into that.
You're absolutely right, man. And I think that the the key that you said there is that, you know, people still learn. Because if you think about it, if you really, really think about it, there should be, you know, this generational wave. And like I said, I mean, you know, we already know the circumstances that exist within our community that prevent us from doing certain things. So that, you know, that's tune into any one of our other shows to figure that out, how we feel about that. But, you know, theoretically speaking, there should be waves of alpha males in within the Black community. It should be like this, the older generation should be, you know, what people should look to say, okay, I want to be like him, or I want to be like him, or I want to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
The generation before that should kind of still be, you know, those young guns that are out there really trying to make stuff happen, to where the younger generation is saying, hey, you know, I want to be like him, be like him, be like him. But then that other generation will say, hey, look, you want to be like me, but I'm trying to be like him. So you know, it should be that type of reverence. And that's something that we don't have as a community. It's more within the family. It's like, you know, you look up to your granddad and you look up to your
uncle,
dad and uncle. Mm-hmm. But there's not enough people that are outside of that have the same type of reverence just for a stranger. You know what I'm saying? Or just somebody that they may know, you know, within a certain line of work, or you know, certain aspect of, you know, community service. So you know, that there's a lot of opportunity for us to learn, you know, as a group.
Yeah. So mentorship.
Exactly.
Yeah, mentorship doesn't have to be structured, you know, within a company or a group or something. It can be one brother giving game to the other brother. Like we said before, passing it forward, you know, pertinent things that we need to do as responsible men. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You seen about my album cover over there, bro?
I can't tell what it is. Is that Earth, Wind & Fire?
Nah, that's Sun Goddess, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's never been opened. That's original pressing from 1974.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's I didn't notice that. But one thing I did notice, as a pun, we have on black and gold colors, which are the colors of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, which happens to be the topic Alpha. That's just a little irony there. But
definitely ironic. I am not a member of that fraternity, by the way. Reg is, but I am not, just so there's no misunderstanding.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, man, you got any closing words on this thing, man?
No, man, I think what was said, and again, I would love to hear, hopefully we have some feedback from our female counterparts on this topic. I would love to hear. So share with me, brother, if you get something on that.
Well, I mean, as a matter of fact, since you put it out there, man, you know, if there are any women out here that want to actually be a part of a follow-up show, you know, hit us up on the email, man, icbwpodcast@gmail.com. icbwpodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up and, you know, we'll definitely, you know, chop it up a little bit and see if you're a good fit for the show. And, you know, we'll come on and we'll chop it up as long as you need to, you know, talk about the things that we've talked about today. Definitely would like, you know, that type of input, and it's open invitation for any woman that's out there. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Yeah. The resumes come on in.
Right. So,
and we did a show with females before, head wraps and lipsticks.
Right. So,
yeah. That's been about 2 years.
It's been
3 years.
Yeah, man. So in addition to Apple Podcasts, man, we're still on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, a whole lot of the different platforms that kind of just jack the RSS feed and put them up. So, you know, we appreciate everybody following us. Still figuring out this video thing. So we're going to be making some changes as we go along and perfect our flow as far as video goes. But the audio, man, you know, ain't nothing changed with the limp. That's what we do. Same old pimps, man. So we're going to keep hitting them in the head with it. Feet on their necks, brother.
It is, man. Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
All right, man. We out.
All right. Peace.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops killers daily and will never do time. While a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play. And since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. Hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.